I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service says it will be conducting a referendum later this year for eligible domestic producers and importers of highbush blueberries. The question is whether to continue the Blueberry Promotion Research and Information Order. The program was developed to coordinate promotion, consumer information, and research to drive consumption of highbush blueberries. More than 98% of the U.S. blueberry production happens in just 10 states. Georgia and Florida are among those top blueberry-growing states, along with Oregon, Washington, Michigan, California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Texas, and Minnesota. Florida's blueberry growers support over 2,500 full-time jobs year-round and generate an economic impact of $295 million, according to the Florida Blueberry Growers Association. Quentin Rowe grows blueberries at his family farm in Florida.
The blueberry industry now is a year-round industry. It's North America and South America. The Northern Hemisphere blueberry market starts in Florida, and it's about a 6 to 8 week season. So we're in a very narrow little patch when there really are no other blueberries in the world that are coming in.
And in Georgia, blueberries were originally planted as a replacement crop for tobacco. Today, they are the number one fruit produced in Georgia, beating the peach, producing 39 million pounds of blueberries valued at over $120 million. The referendum will be held October 8th through the 22nd. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.